Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 304, Good to All. The Lord is good to all, and His mercy is over all that He has made. Psalm 145, verse 9. Let that land for a moment. Don't rush past it. The Lord is good, not was, not will be someday, is, right now, while you're listening to this, while the day is still just beginning, while the weight of the week is still sitting on your shoulders. God's goodness is not a memory, and it is not a distant promise. It is present tense. It is alive. It is moving right now. And the psalmist goes further. He does not say God is good to those who have earned it, not to those who pray perfectly, not to those who have it all together, not to those who never fall. He says to all. That word, all, it tears down every voice that has ever whispered to you that you were left out. That voice that says God's goodness is for other people, for the stronger ones, for the more faithful ones. The psalmist does not leave that lie standing. And then he goes deeper still. His mercy is over all that He has made. All. That includes you, with the weariness you're carrying today, with the questions that still don't have answers, with the failures you can't seem to let go of. God's mercy stretches over all of it, not in spite of it, but over it. Christ is the clearest proof. He came to us at the exact moment we deserved it least. He did not wait for us to get ourselves together. The mercy came down. Now hear this. The psalmist wrote these words in the middle of real life, not on a quiet retreat, not on a day where everything went right. He knew war. He knew loss. He knew the kind of wilderness that feels like it has no end. And even so, maybe especially so, he proclaimed it, "The Lord is good to all." God's goodness is not a fair-weather theory. It is what holds you up on the days that are trying to knock you down. And here is what I want you to see, that goodness is never still, never waiting around for you to notice it. It blooms. It is already all around you right now, in details you may not have named yet. The day that dawned when you needed one more day, the breath that filled your lungs when you woke up, the grace that held together what nearly fell apart. God's goodness is woven into the details we run past without seeing. And that is why the call today is simple, but it carries real weight. Before breakfast, not after, before you are going to stop. Pick up a pen, open your phone, and write down 3 concrete signs of God's goodness in your week. Not vague, concrete, things that happened, moments you lived through, and then out loud, not just in your head, out loud, thank Him for each one. Because naming God's goodness is not a generic gratitude exercise. It is an act of faith. It is you declaring, "I saw you. I recognize that you were here." And that changes the way you walk into the rest of the day. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.